Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we finished with our study of verses 10 through 13 and were just starting with the invitation. Please pray and listen today. Our hope then is sure, and it grows our trust because we know God is gracious, He's merciful, and He loves us. That's why John 3:16, for the unsaved, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If God were not gracious and merciful, there'd be no reason for hope. And we could not have the peace of faith, let alone the joy of faith. We know we need a pardon, but there would be no hope of pardon without that. But He is merciful, He is gracious, and He is love. Then we know that if He has designed a plan to pardon us, then we need to take that path. Let me tell you something. Politicians and other people have said this, and it's such an evil, wrong, and misleading. They say there are many roads to heaven. But my friend, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You either accept it or you reject it. God is slow to anger. But look again at verse 11. The Lord shall utter His voice before His army, for His camp is very great. He is strong that executeth His word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Oh, my friend, understand. People think that you've got to change from the way the Bible tells you. You've got to change from all these things. You've got to let the culture direct you now. They're going to find out just how strong and real God is. And it's not going to be positive for them. Revelation 20:14-15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast to the lake of fire. Please understand, it is as natural for God to have mercy upon the repentant soul as it is for fire to burn dry wood. But don't forget, Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. Now, I've mentioned hope and trust. His hope is a sure hope. We read in Hebrews chapter 6, beginning with verse 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel. That is, His counsel never changes. That's immutability. Confirmed by an oath that by two immutable things, that is two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, God doesn't lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that which is within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. Verse 19 said there, hope, steadfast and sure. This picture's a forerunner in that day that verse 20 mentioned. In those days, a ship would be near some of those Greek harbors, and they would be too shallow for them to come all the way in with their load and so forth and their cargo. So a boat on the ship would go in, and it would take cargo as it goes in. Sometimes it took sailors who would want to go in, and it was too far to swim in. Well, that boat was called a forerunner. Jesus, who takes us safely from life's sea into heaven's harbor, safely into the presence of God. Did you notice it said it was impossible for God to lie? We read to you John 3:16, where it said, "For whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We read Jesus saying in John 6:37, "Him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out." We read in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, that is the only way, the true, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In Romans 10:9-10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, he's Lord, and he's deity come in the flesh, and he's Jesus who came in the flesh. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, literally, bodily, physically, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, that is your very life, man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ making you accepted in the Beloved. When you accept him, you're accepted in Christ. And you trust him completely with your life, totally. And only. That is placing your life and eternity in his hand. And he will take you in, and you will pass from death unto eternal life. Because God doesn't lie. Now for the Christian. Oh, my Christian friend, for you. If you do God's will, God's way, in God's time, daily walking with him, you can know that you have answered prayer. To do his will. What is that will? 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the will and desire of God. In Acts 1:8, he said, "You're my witness. Go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We're to begin at Jerusalem, and then Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. Romans 1:16, you won't be ashamed. To be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, if you're not sure if you died today, that heaven is your home, why not call upon him to save you today? Because God does not lie. You come to him just as you are. That's what Romans 5:8 means. But God commendeth his love toward us. God loves you. He doesn't lie. He loves you. In that while we were yet sinners, just like we are in our worst state, we can't get good enough for him because he's all holy. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm still taken with that fact. My friend, come as you are. You can't change yourself. Let him do it. Let him know that you're a sinner. Let him know that you tried to change things in your life, and it seems like you fail time after time after time. Let him know you believe he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. Let him know that you believe he arose bodily, literally, from the grave. Let him know you believe that he is Emmanuel, that is God with us, God come in the flesh. And God, who cannot lie, will accept you. He'll receive you as your child. He will accept you into his salvation today, that you come to him. He loves you. He wants to save you. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Would you do that now? You can do that right where you are. Would you say, you know what, I'm just not sure if I died today that heaven's my home. I would like to ask the Lord to save me. Then right where you are right now, would you pray this prayer? These are just words if you didn't mean it, but if you do mean it, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Forgive me of all my sin. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer, would you write us and let us know? We want to help you with the next step. We have on our website a booklet called Building Blocks. You can look under booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom from the website our announcer gives you, and it'll tell you how to grow in this new Christian life. Let me address you preachers just a moment before we close this broadcast. I said some hard things about preachers today and churches that have gone the other direction. My friend, we're living in the last days. And you got to decide whether you're going to stand with the Isaiahs, the Jeremiahs, and the Ezekiels, or if you're going to stand with those who went with the flow, went with the contemporary of their days, and saw God's destruction when it came. I think there's a lot of repentance that needs to go on among the pastors of America. And let us decide, we out there who are fundamental independent Baptists, let's decide that we're going to do it, whether anybody else does or not. I'd like to know, Pastor, if you're listening, that you did. But I'd also say this. No, we're not forming an organization. I'm not trying to be the president of anything, but rather just saying, let's get our churches right, and then let's encourage other pastors to be right. And let's lead in the way of righteousness. Will you do that? I hope you will. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And join us next time as we go on into verse 14. Of Joel chapter 2. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.